www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مضى بهم لم يذكر الله تعالى فيها أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء كرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, from the inception of this human being in this world, from the day the child is born, every human being is engaged in a conflict, is engaged in a battle. And this is that conflict and that battle that it has already been predetermined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that regardless of who it may be, it may be the great conquerors and rulers of the past, it may be Genghis Khan, who was the greatest conqueror in the annals of human history. It may be Fir'aun, it may be Haman, it may be Qarun, it may be Shaddad. It may even be the beloved and the close ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sulaiman alayhi salam, who was given a kingdom, which was a result of the dua that Rabbi Habli Mulka la yambaghi li ahadim min ba'di. He said, oh my Allah, give me a kingdom the like of which no one will ever receive till Qiyamah. Regardless of who it may be, which era or period he may reside, regardless of the scientific, technological advancement that may be at the disposal of any individual, this conflict and this battle Allah has determined beforehand that no one is going to be victorious. The tragedy that is facing most of us is that this is such a conflict, this is such a battle, the majority of us are totally oblivious of it taking place also. The conflict and battle I am referring to is the conflict and battle against time. Time is that entity, time is that mata, that precious possession, that every human being, from the time he is born, Allah has declared in the Quran, وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمْ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. That even before you were born, even before you came into this world, the time for you to depart, the time of your mort and death, mi'ad, which means a promised time of meeting. Allah says there is a promised time that is attached to every one of you. And when that time comes, la tastakhiruna anhu sa'atan wa la tastaqdimun, there will be no extension given to anyone. If it were possible that any human being would be victorious in this conflict against time, then my respected brothers, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Tajidare Madina, Fakhr Alam, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would not have drunk from the cup of death. But like the poet says, Lokanatid dunya, Lokanatid dunya, Tadumu li ahliha, Lakana Rasulullahi fiha mukhalladu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if this world, this dunya, was going to grant perpetuity to anyone, if anyone was going to be victorious in this conflict against time, then Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not have drunk from the cup of death. But Allah directly, unambiguously addressed His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran. And Allah said, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ You, my beloved, will die and every one of them will die. No human being came to stay. Every one of us has come to leave. Time is that vessel, is that creation of Allah whose very movement defies logic. You sit in a car, you press the accelerator, the car moves forward. Apply energy to anything, whether it's a boat or a ship or an aeroplane. Its movement, it advances, it moves forward. Time is that vessel and creation of Allah that is not moving forwards. It is receding, it is moving backwards. Hasan Basri rahimahullah describes this like this. He says, Al-mawtu ma'akudun binawasikum. Al-mawtu ma'akudun binawasikum. Wa-dunya tutwa miwaraikum. He says, your maut and your death has caught you by your forelock. It is in front of you. And this life, this dunya, is being wrapped up. It is receding behind you. Every new day is not an advancement, it is a decline. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Yabna Adam, innama anta ayyam. Yabna Adam, innama anta ayyam. In zahaba yawmun zahaba ba'duk. He said, O Ibn Adam, O insan, you are a collection of days. You are a collection of days. In zahaba yawmun zahaba ba'duk. Every day that passes of your life, a portion of you is lost. Such a portion you are not going to get back. Time is that entity, that creation of Allah. Many, many places in the Quran, Allah takes qasam and oath. Quran is what? Allah begins His kalam with the expression, La rayba fi, there is no doubt in this. Allah intersperses His kalam. وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ كِتَابٌ أُحْكِمَتْ آيَاتُهُ ثُمَّ فُصِّلَتْ مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ خَبِيرٍ All these verses, one message. This is one kalam, there is no doubt in it, there are no lies in it, there is no conjecture in it, there is no ambiguity in it. It is haq, 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 such a truth that to doubt even one verse of this kalam is kufr. Does Allah need to take oath? Does Allah need to take qasam? Allah does not need to take qasam. This is Allah's rahmat. This is Allah's shafqat. This is Allah's kindness that Allah is taking so many oaths. Wal fajr, by the oath of the daybreak. Wa subhi idha tanaffas, by the oath of the dawn as it takes a breath. Wa nahari idha tajalla, by the oath of the day as it lights up. Wal layli idha yaghsha, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. Wal layli idha yasr, by the oath of the night as it passes. Not only aspects of time, the portents of Allah's creation that bring time into existence and by which time is measured, Allah takes oath on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَا By the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars, all these qasams and oaths, وَالْعَصَرِ By the oath of time itself, Allah is conscientizing you and I. Conscientizing you and I that not only is your gold and silver and diamonds and property valuable, but more valuable than the possessions of this world is time. This incessant, inexorable movement and motion which Quran encapsulates in the expressions yukawwiru al-layla 'ala an-nahar yughshi al-layla an-nahar, day follows night, night follows day, and like a block of ice relentlessly melting in the sun, in the glaring heat of the sun, the seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years of our lives are slipping away, never to come back again. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu beautifully exhorts us to ponder and reflect over this when he says, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ. He says, why don't you observe this movement of day and night? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ, every new thing is made old. Today you buy a fancy car, I've got the latest model, it's brand new. Does it stay new forever? No. How quickly it becomes old. How quickly a new model comes out. A new spec, a new model, a new advancement. يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ. Time, time, time. Every old new thing is being made old. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ. Every distant thing is brought near. Often I give this example. The child is born in his mind's eye. In their mind's eye, the parents are envisaging the day. My child will graduate, my child will get married, the hallmarks of life will be achieved, I will hold my grandchild in my hand. Zamana ke bewafai, zamana ke bewafai, uhadhirukum wusulat ad-dahr wa taqallub al-layali wal-ayyam. In the words of Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib, understand what a dhokabaz, what a deception time is. That child is born, the father is envisaging the day, my child will graduate, and the father is envisaging the day, I will hold my grandchild in my hand. How often, how often, how often do we not observe that same elderly father lifting the janazah of that child? How often do we not observe that same elderly father carrying the janazah of that youngster who he thought will be his support in his old age? How often does he not carry him and bury him in that 4-foot by 2-foot hole in the ground? Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, take ibrah, take lesson, observe this. Every new thing is made old, every distant thing is brought near. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. And the greatest lesson of time, يَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ يَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ, that time will bring, will make real, will bring into reality every promise of Allah. What promise? What promise? What is the greatest promise? بَلَا وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنَّ. Allah says, by the qasam of your Rabb, you will be resurrected. And that time is coming when you will have to present yourself in Allah's courts. Time is an amanat. Time is a trust. Unfortunately, we know the value of gold and silver. We know the value of dollars and rands. You can find some bank vault to put your precious wealth in, put your jewelry in, put your excess wealth. You want to hide from the receiver, hide the money underneath the blankets, or underneath the mattress or somewhere. You can find a place to lock up your precious possessions, but where are you going to lock up time? How are you going to stop this tick, tick, tick of the clock? It comes in the Asr riwayat, that every day when the sun rises, when the day dawns, this day addresses humanity. Yabna Adam, inni khalqun jadid, wa ana fima ta'mal fiya ghadan alayka shaheed, fa'mal fiya mastata'ta min khayr, fa inni in dhahabtu lan arji' ilaykum abada. When the day dawns, this day addresses you. O Ibn Adam, O Insan, I am a new creation of Allah. One more day, one more chance, one more opportunity Allah has given you. How much do we value this? How much do we value time? Like the poet says, "Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali fa'mal li nafsika qabla al maut mujtahidan fa innama ar-ribhu wal khusranu fil 'amali nujaddid sururan bil hilal idha bada wa ma hiya illa as-sayf lil hatf yantadhi idha tamma al 'am fa hiya kinayatun wa tarjumatun 'an shatr 'umrin qad inqada." Allahu Akbar, impossible to translate these things. Such ibrat, such lessons, such akal and intelligence Allah had given our pious predecessors. How beautifully he puts it, he says, "Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha." He says, "Foolish insan, you are celebrating the passage of time. Birthday party, New Year's Eve party. What is that? It's a celebration. Celebrating what? Celebrating what? An attendant with those celebrations. Waiting for midnight on the 31st of December. For what? The wine is flowing. The liquor is flowing. The music is blaring. The zina is taking place. Celebrating the onset of a new year. He says, "Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha." You are celebrating and you are becoming happy with the passage of time. Little do you realize, kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali, every passing day is taking you closer to that 4 foot by 2 foot black pit and hole in the ground. You have forgotten it, it has not forgotten you. My beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every day that qabr and that grave calls out, "Ana baytu dud, ana baytu dhulma, ana baytu al-wahda, ana baytu al-wahsha." I am the home of insects, I am the home of loneliness, I am the home of fear, I am the home of darkness. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. When the azan of Fajr of tomorrow morning is called out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Khayya ala salah, khayya ala falah. Come to success, come to success, come to salah. Allah is calling you. Bring your life unto Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many of us have a guarantee? How many of us know and have some knowledge from beforehand that we will live to see another Fajr, that we will hear another azan, that we will get another day? One janazah was fasting. Someone asked Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, "Whose janazah is that?" He said, "Brother, that is your janazah. Brother, that is your janazah. And if you don't like what I'm saying, take it as my janazah." Tomorrow morning Fajr azan will be called out. How many of us that azan will fall on deaf ears? Kam min muqbilin yawman la yukammiluhu. The poet says, how many there are that have made plans for tomorrow? That have made plans for tomorrow. La yukammiluhu. They will not finish tomorrow. Before the sun sets tomorrow, there will be no more. كَمْ مِنْ مُسْتَقْبِلٍ لِغَدٍ لَا يُدْرِكُهُ. How many there are that are waiting, anticipating some moment in the future. لَا يُدْرِكُهُ. It has been predetermined. They will not find that time. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَذَا يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ. He says, every passing day, every passing year is taking you closer to that qabr. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا. So what is the message? What is the sabab? فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكْ. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكْ. Exert yourself in amal. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكْ. قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ. Before that maut, before that death, prepare yourself. Why? Why? إِنَّمَا الْرِبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ. Because profit and loss is not how big that bank balance is. Profit and loss is not how many properties you left behind. Profit and loss is not what car you were driving, how fancy the residence you were living in is. إِنَّمَا الْرِبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ. Profit and loss is the a'mal that you have done for the akhirah. That qabr and that grave is not a grave. It is not a hole in the ground. It is sanduqul amal. It is sanduqul amal. It is a collection of your actions. It is a collection and a testimony of how this life was used, how this time was utilized. Unfortunately, we find people sitting in front of that shaitan box hours and hours, looking at haram zina taking place, listening to haram music, hours and hours in front of that internet, hours and hours with on some chatting medium. Look around us, our lives revolving around useless gadgets. Hours and hours spent with those things. Hours and hours spent with frivolous novels. Pious people, overtly pious people, phone them up, where are you? Try to contact that person, where you are? In some sports amusement. In some vain, useless activity. And what is the justification? Main waqt ko guzar raha hu, I am passing the time. I am passing the time as if the time has no value. Every breath of air, my respected brothers. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, فَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think that we created you without purpose? Such a system Allah put into place. You are breathing in and out. It said the average human being breathes in and out 20,000 times every day. Subconsciously you breathe in and out 20,000 times a day. Don't take my word for it. One day take a tasbih and count. What are you breathing in? You are breathing in air, oxygen. What do you breathe out? You breathe out carbon dioxide. You breathe in pure and you breathe out impure. 7 billion human beings, plus minus, on the surface of the earth. All of them are breathing in oxygen. Approximately 8,000 liters each human being breathes in every day of oxygen. Yet the level of oxygen stays constant in the environment, 21%. If it had to go up another 2% to 23%, the number of accidental fires would increase 700 times. Another 2 more percent to 25%, besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between would be burned to ashes. How is it that it is staying constant at 21%? Allah has put the leaves of the trees in the service of humanity. That leaf is green, the sand is brown, the trunk of the tree is brown, the water is colorless. How does the leaf become green? It needs to be green to carry out its function or task. Allah makes it green. Inside that leaf, there is a chemical laboratory. That tiny leaf is carrying out a function that you would need the most advanced chemical laboratory of this world to replicate. What is it doing? It's converting the layers of light of the sun that strike it. Inside there is a factory, photosynthesis is taking place. It is changing and converting the carbon dioxide of the atmosphere into oxygen so that you can carry on breathing. Within you, Allah has created a system. It is said the lungs of the human being, 150 million air sacs in each lung. If you open up the lung, it will fill an entire football field. 10 billion cubes are carrying, 50 billion tubes are carrying 10,000 liters of blood every day to the lung. Where did this intelligence come that to purify your blood you need to give it a bath in oxygen? Did your mother tell you? Did your father tell you? Did your grandfather tell you? Such a complex system Allah put into place. So that each time you breathe in, breathe out, Allah, Allah, that gasp, that sigh is a call to remember Allah. That Allah, this is Allah's favor, Allah's deen, Allah's ihsan upon you. That Allah put the leaves into your service, the sun into your service, the earth into your service. Within you create such a complex system so that you waste the time. So that you pass the time, so that you defy and break the commands of Allah. No! Time is an amanat, it is a precious possession. Every second, this tick, 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 tick of the clock. This chance, this opportunity, coming back to the riwayat I mentioned earlier. The day addresses you, Yabna Adam, Inni Khalqun Jadeed, O Ibn Adam, I am a new creation of Allah. Value me, appreciate me. Why? Wa ana fi ma ta'mal fiya ghadan alayka shaheed. According to the manner in which you will utilize me. Tomorrow in the court of Allah, I will either be a witness in your favor or a plaintiff against you in Allah's court. Fa'mal fiya ma istata'ta min khayr. So populate me with good deeds. Populate me with the obedience of Allah. Exert yourself in using me to earn your akhirat. Why? فَإِنِّي إِنْ ذَهَبْتُ فَإِنِّي إِنْ ذَهَبْتُ لَنْ أَرْجِ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. The wealth which you lose, you can earn again. The job which you lose, you can get another job. Investment went off, you can make another investment tomorrow. Some dunyawi loss, you can recoup that loss. But time, in ذَهَبْتُ, once I have gone, لَنْ أَرْجِ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا, I am never coming back. This is that ni'mat. Allah speaks of the jannati in the Quran. Allah says, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. When the jannati enters jannat, every hasrat, every negative emotion, hatred, jealousy, enmity, malice, greed, envy, Allah says, we will remove all this from the heart. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. Every nafrat and hasrat will be taken out of this heart. Why? Jannat is for maza. Jannat is for pleasure. Jannat is for enjoyment. Jannat is that place. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَتَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرْ. No eye has ever seen such things. No ear has ever heard of such things. No mind has ever imagined such a place. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Allah says for you in Jannat is whatever you desire, whatever you ask for, we will give you in Jannat. Every hasrat, every regret will be removed. But one hasrat, one regret will remain even for the Jannati. Even for the Jannati, what is that hasrat and regret? The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which I mentioned in the beginning, where my Nabi said, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَةٍ مَرَّدْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ فِيهَا. That time in this world that was wasted, those seconds, minutes and hours of this life that was wasted and not used in the obedience and zikr of Allah, even the Jannati will regret that. Even the Jannati will regret that. Time is a mata. Time is a precious possession. The hallmarks by which the movement of time are measured, my respected brothers, is not an occasion for merriment and enjoyment and celebrating. It is an ibrat, it is a wake-up call, it is a reminder for us. Muharram has come. New year has come. Some may be wondering that Maulana is talking about New Year, it's still October. It's not January. It's not 31st December. Our New Year is Muharram, not January. Our New Year is Muharram, New Year has come. One is the people of Batil. For them New Year is what? Merriment, party. Flagrant violation of Allah's commands, overt displays of shamelessness. Allah's fazal, Allah's karam. For our new year, Allah has kept certain incidents that have occurred, that even if you have to ponder a little bit over it, there will be no time for merriment. There will only be ibrat, there will only be lesson, there will only be sabak. But unfortunately, my respected brothers, we have become an ummah of riwaj. We have become an ummah of customary rituals. 10 days in Muharram, we shed a few tears. Few majalis and gatherings take place recounting that incident which, wallah, I'm sitting on the minbar of the masjid, it is impossible to do justice to explaining the dard and the pain that is contained in that incident. We recount it. A few tears are shed. Rabiul Awwal, 10 or 12 days, few sira jalsas. Some nazams and naats are sung. But like I said, an ummat of riwaj, an ummat of customary rituals, not one person makes tawbah. Not one person changes his life. Not one person who is away from sunnah comes onto sunnah. And not one person takes the ibrat and sabak and lesson of Muharram. When we speak of the qurbani and sacrifice of the Ahl Bayt, of those pak souls who are the recipients of the Quranic declaration where Allah said, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجِسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Allah has made the decision to purify the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Allah says, we will purify them to a very high level of purity. Such a family. We recount the incident, but what was the lesson? First of Muharram, what happened on first of Muharram? Amongst the galaxy of Sahaba, 124,000 plus minus Sahaba. Ulama say Sahaba were murid. Every one of them desired hidayat. They made dua to Allah for hidayat. They made effort for hidayat. Allah gave them hidayat. Amongst the galaxy of Sahaba, there was one Sahabi who was murad. Sahaba were murid, he was murad. His hidayat was desired by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His hidayat was the product of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bint Abi Khathma radiallahu ta'ala says, Inna lanartahil ila ardil habasha. She said, we had formed a kafla, a caravan, and we were making hijrah to Abyssinia, leaving Makkah Mukarrama. Such was the persecution, it had become intolerable in Makkah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave permission to a few that had requested to make hijrah to Habasha, to Abyssinia. Part of this caravan was Abdullah bint Abi Khatma. She says, as we were leaving Makkah, I met Umar. He asked me, where are you going? She said, I responded, we are making hijrah to Habasha. He says, why are you leaving Makkah? Why are you leaving your birthplace? She responded and she said, it is because of your persecution. The persecution, the torture, the hurt that we are daily receiving from yourself and the Quraysh. This has forced us to leave our birthplace. She says, I observed some softening in the attitude of Umar. When he heard this response, he was disturbed. She says, as we carried on, Umar left. Amir bin Rabi'ah had gone to relieve himself. He returned. He was part of this kafla. Abdullah bin Abi Khatma says, when Amir bin Rabi'ah came, she related to him this conversation that had transpired with Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he asked her a question, Afat tama'at fi hidayatihi? Oh, Abdullah, from the tone by which you are speaking, I am getting the impression that you have become wishful that Umar will get hidayat, that Umar will accept Islam. She says, yes, I became hopeful. What is his response? Amir bin Rabi'ah radiallahu ta'ala who says, if someone had told me that the donkey of Umar brought Islam, I would believe that. Umar will never bring hidayah. Such was the level of aggression of Umar against the Muslims in Makkah, that he said, I am prepared to believe that the donkey of Umar will become a Muslim, but Umar will never become Muslim. Such a personality whose heart was hardened against Islam to this extent. Time is limited, we're not going to go into detail, we know the incident. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu beaten mercilessly in the haram of Makkah. To such an extent that his death is feared. The next day he regains consciousness, refuses to eat till he sees the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he's presented, body broken, face smashed in, blood pouring, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees the sight, Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam burst into tears. Abu Bakr, seeing this opportunity as a ghanimat, makes request to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make dua for the hidayat of my mother. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam raises his hand. Allah puts the nur of iman and hidayat in the heart of the mother of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. She recites shahadat. At that time, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam raises his hand. Allahumma aizz al-Islam bi ahad al-amrayn. Wa fi riwaya, Allahumma aizz al-Islam bi ahab hadha ar-rajulayn ilayk. Abu Jahl wa Umar ibn al-Khattab. Two narrations. One narration, O Allah, strengthen and honor Islam by giving hidayat to one of the two Amars, either Abu Jahl or Umar bin Khattab. And the other riwayat, O Allah, strengthen and honor Islam by giving hidayat to any of these two people whom you love the most, Abu Jahl or Umar bin Khattab. Galaxy of Sahaba were murid. Umar was murad. That personality who Amir bin Rabi'ah said his donkey will accept Islam before he accepts Islam. Such is the effect of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Umar, with the sword sheathed, is proceeding to commit the greatest guna, the greatest, most sacrilegious crime that any human being can commit. Such is the darkness of his heart. He was ready to pass the sword on the neck of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nu'aym bin Mas'ud meets him, interjects, sort your own house out. He's given the news, your sister Umme Jameel. And her husband Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala and Abu al-Awar have accepted Islam, fit of rage. Like I said, we've heard the incident. When he enters the house, they were busy with ta'lim. Allahu Akbar, our elders tell us it was the barakah. It was the barakah and the blessing. On the one hand of the dua of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the other hand the barakah and blessing of the ta'lim that was taking place in the home of the sister of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that led to the hidayat of Umar. And this is why we are encouraged in this day and age of fitna, of darkness, of zulmat, that bring alive the halaqa of ta'lim in your homes. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that darkness, that zulmat of fuhash and that shaitan box, and those instruments and gadgets that are populating our home and destroying the iman of our children. Our elders have shown us a simple solution. Introduce the halaqa of ta'aleem in our homes. Everyone say inshallah. This is such an amal. Such an amal that it introduced the light of hidayat in the heart of Umar. He saw the pages of the Quran. After he had beat his sister, saw the blood, beat his brother-in-law, little bit of remorse came. Then he said, let me listen. Let me listen. Let me read. Even at that juncture, the respect and the adab of the Quran, Umme Jameel says, you are impure, make ghusl first, then I will allow you to read the Quran and to touch these pages. Umar makes ghusl. We heard in the Isha Salah, Taha, ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيل ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم كثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس وأجد على النار هدى فلما أتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع عليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني. عمر reached this point and he was a changed person. Take me to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in Dar-e Arqam. Sahaba there through the people they see Umar with the sword coming. They become perturbed and alarmed. Hamza says if his intention, radiallahu anhu, he says if his intention is good, then no problem. If his intention is evil, I will finish him with his own sword. Umar is allowed to enter. The surah he enters, such is the shujaat and bravery of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar with a sword, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam unarmed, rushes forward, grabs hold of him. Ibn al-Khattab, ama ana laka an tashhada an la ilaha illallah. Has not the time come for you to declare that there is no God but Allah? Umar says, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes takbir, sahaba makes takbir, Malaika make takbir, Jibreel comes down and says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are you happy with the Islam of Umar? Are your Sahaba happy with the Islam of Umar? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says yes. Jibreel responds and says even the Malaika are celebrating the Islam of Umar. That personality, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who said, inna Islam Umar kana fathan wa hijratahu وهجرته كان نصرا وإمارته كان رحمة والله ما استطعنا أن نصلي عند الكعبة شاهرين حتى أسلم عمر. الله أكبر. What does he say? He says the Islam of Umar was a victory. The hijrat of Umar was an indication of Allah's nusrat and help. The imarat and leadership and khilafat and Umar was the rahmat of Allah. And Allah's qasam, we were unable to perform salah by the Kaaba, zahirin, openly, hatta aslama Umar, until Umar brought Islam. That personality, who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر, if there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Such a personality, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters the masjid, right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam holds the hands of both of them, raises it up and says, Hakada nuhsharu yawm al-qiyamah. Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. One hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I take qasam upon Allah, that if Umar is walking on one road and shaitan sees him, shaitan walks on another road. Such a personality. In his khilafat, Islam had spread to 2,200,000 square miles. 4,000 jamia masjids established. Yet, the ruler of 2,200,000 square miles, the annals of history can never reproduce an example like this. The ruler of 2,200,000 square miles himself is sweeping the masjid. Himself is cleaning the masjid. Himself is going to the home of the widows of Medina to give them water. Himself is going to the home of the mujahideen that are striving in the path of Allah to ask their elderly mothers and to ask their wives, is there some khidmat I can make? Your husband is out in the path of Allah, or your son is out in the path of Allah. Do you want to dictate a letter? I can write it down. Does your house need cleaning? I may be able to clean your house. 2,200,000 square miles, Amir and ruler. And late one night, walking in the streets of Medina, Ahnaf bin Qais, he says to him, Say, Ahnab bin Qais meets him, radiallahu anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen, what has happened? He says, one camel from the Baytul Mal is missing. Help me search for that camel. We do not know the share of how many Muslims are in that one camel. How am I going to answer in Allah's court? 2,200,000 square miles, Amir, new ruler, sleeping underneath the tree, without a bodyguard. Today's rulers and governors, they can't move anywhere without a cavalcade. Why? Because they have made zulm. They have made zulm, so they fear for their lives. Umar made zulm on no one. Hassan Basri, rahimullah, used to say, beautify your majalis by the zikr of Umar. Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha used to say that beautify your majlis with the zikr of Umar, because to speak of Umar is to speak of justice. To speak of justice is to speak of Allah. This is that personality that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have two ministers in the heavens, two ministers on the earth. My ministers in the heaven are Jibreel and Mikael, and my ministers on this earth are Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma. This is that personality whom Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that on no matter will Abu Bakr and Umar's rai and opinion concur, and I will oppose, I will accept whatever they agree on. Such a personality, patrolling late at night in Madinah Munawwara, comes across a peasant woman, few children nearby crying, pot on the stove. He questions her, that, oh my sister, why are the children crying? She says, they are hungry. What is in the pot? She says, water. To placate them, I am boiling water. Allah will decide between me and Umar on the day of judgment. Umar hears this, he bursts into tears. He says, Umar does not know of your situation. She says, if Umar did not know of our situation, why did he become our Amir? He rushes to the Baytul Mal, collects some flour, collects some butter, collects some dates, collects some ghee, loads this up on his back. Aslam, his slave, says, Amirul Mumineen, let me carry it for you. What is his response? Will you carry my burden on the day of judgment? Will you carry my burden on the day of judgment? Wa intad'u musqalatun ila himliha la yuhmal minhu shay'. Comes, takes a little of the food out himself, prepares the fire himself, prepares the food himself, serves the halwa to the family himself, waits for the children to fill their stomach till they start playing, says to Aslam, you know why I waited? I saw them crying, I wanted to see them happy. Then as he is bidding farewell, he says to that woman, he doesn't say, I am Amirul Mumineen, I am Umar. He says, tomorrow, come to the majlis of Umar and you will find me in the precincts of that majlis. 2,200,000 square miles, sitting on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi. What is the dua of Umar? What is the dua of Umar? Oh Allah, give me shahadat in your path. Give me shahadat in your path, take my life in your path. But one addition, what is the addition? Waj'al mawti, make my mort and my death in the city of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shahadat in the path of Allah and mort in Medina. How was that going to be possible? This was the seat of the Islamic empire, the army of Muslims was based in Medina. How is Umar going to become shaheed? Allah accepts his dua, and not just accepts his dua. Musalla, Fajr Salah, Imam is Umar, Firoz Abu Lulu, the Persian, fire worshipper, rushes forward, takes his two-pronged dagger, 11 times pierces it into the stomach of Umar. Blood is spurting, Umar falls down. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Few sahaba rush forward to tend to Umar. The salah is not abandoned. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah steps on the musalla and completes the salah. When they send for the physician, milk is given to Umar. the milk starts pouring out from his stomach. They realize that his death is imminent. Step in and out of consciousness. Even in that condition. Who is Umar? Ra'aytu qasran fil jannah. Ra'aytu qasran fil jannah. My Nabi said, I saw a palace in Jannah. Beautiful, he described this palace. وَرَأَيْتُ إِمْرَاتًا تَتَوَضَّعْ فِي جَانِبِ الْقَصْرِ. He says, I saw a beautiful woman making wudu on one side of the palace. I questioned her and I asked her, لِمَنْ هَذَا الْقَصْرِ. Who does this palace belong to? She said, لِعَرَبِي. To an Arab man. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I said, Ana Arabi, I am an Arab, liman hadha al-qasr, who does this palace belong to? She said, li rajulun min Quraysh, from a person from the Quraysh. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I said, Ana Qurashi, I am from the Quraysh, liman hadha al-qasr, who does this palace belong to? Dhanantu annahu li, it was such a beautiful palace. My Nabi says, I thought it was my palace. This is why I asked the question. Liman hadha al-qasr, that time. The response, li rajulun min ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This palace belongs to an ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I then said, Ana Muhammad, I am Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, liman hadha al-qasr. To whom does this palace belong to? Then the response came, لِعُمَرَ بْنِ الْخَطَابِ. لِعُمَرَ بْنِ الْخَطَابِ. This palace Allah has prepared for Umar bin Khattab رضي الله تعالى عنه. My Nabi said, I wanted to enter the palace, فَذَكَرْتُ غَيْرَتَكَ. Then I thought of your غَيْرَت, of your consciousness, Umar. This is why I didn't enter. Umar with tears in his eyes, عَلَيْكَ أَغَارُ عَلَيْكَ أَغَارُ Nabi of Allah, how can I have ghairat upon you? In and out of consciousness, how many glad tidings of Jannat was he not given? Yet each time he would regain consciousness, first question, has the time for salah come? Has the time for salah come? And what would he say? La hazza fil Islam liman taraka salah. La hazza fil Islam liman taraka salah. There is no share in Islam for the one who will leave out his salah. We have become an ummah of rituals. Where's the sabab? It was the first of Muharram, that Pak personality's body was placed in the ground. Where was it placed? On which ground? In which place? My Nabi said that the place where I will be buried, every morning 70,000 malaika will descend and they will send durood till the evening. In the evening they will go up. In the evening another 70,000 will come down and they will send durood and salawat till the next morning, and this will carry on right up till Qiyamah. Where was Umar buried? At the feet of his master, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What was the legacy? What was the sabab? So that the ummah, Allah beautified our Muharram. Allah beautified our Muharram. So that every year in Muharram, every new year, the legacy of Umar is revisited. The asbaq and lessons are taken. On the other hand, Allah chose this month, Allah chose the day of Ashura, for that great lesson to be given to the Ummah till Qiyamah, that the Jannat of Allah is not cheap. Allah's Jannat is not cheap. The great sabak and lesson was given to the Ummah till Qiyamah, that who will you follow? Will you follow the Zalimeen? Will you be amongst those who are oppressors, involved in riba, involved in cheating, involved in lying, involved in hurting and maiming others? Or will you choose to be in the jamaat of the mazlumeen, of those who were oppressed, those who were beheaded, those who gave their lives, those whose blood was spilled. But they would not compromise the deen of Allah. They chose a death of mazlumiyat. They left behind a legacy and a dastan of mazlumiyat till Qiyamah. The example of which it is difficult, almost impossible, for tariq and history to replicate. This was that family. That family, Allahu Akbar. They were barely in their cradle. And my Nabi said, Sayyida, Shababi Ahli al-Jannah, Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, the leader of the youth of Jannat are my grandsons, Hasan and Husayn, radiyallahu anhuma. Jabir bin Abdullah is giving khutbah. Sayyidina Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu enters the masjid. He looks at him, points to him, and he says, Man ahabba, an yanzur ila sayyidi shababi ahli al-jannah, fal yanzur ila hada. If any one of you in this world wants to see the leader of the youth of Jannat, then look at that individual that has just entered the masjid. Sami'tu hada min Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi sallam. I have heard this directly from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi sallam. That personality, Buraida radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, it was the day of Jumu'ah. Kana al-Nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yakhtubuna. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving khutbah, Masjid al-Nabawi. All of a sudden the two babies, Yamshiyan wa Ya'thuran, alayhima qamisan akhmaran. The two babies entered the masjid, they were still small. They couldn't walk properly. They were walking, crawling. فَنَزَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ عَنِ الْمِنْبَرِ Juma Salah, Masjid al-Nabawi. My Nabi interrupted the khutbah. Got off the minbar. Picked up the two babies. Climbed back onto the minbar. فَوَضَعَهُمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ Put the two children in front of him. And then he says, Sadaqallah, my Allah spoke the truth. Innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna. Your wealth and your children will be a test for you. Nazartu ila hadain as-sabiyain yamshiyan wa ya'thuran falam asbir hatta qata'tu hadithi wa rafa'tuhuma. He says, I saw my two babies. I couldn't contain myself. Falam asbir, my love could not be controlled, could not be contained till I did not interrupt the khutbah and pick them up. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, Kharaja Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Nabi came out of the house. Wa ma'ahu Hasan wa Husayn, hada ala atiqihi al-wahid, hada ala atiqihi al-akhar, wa huwa yalthamu hada marratan, wa hada marratan, hatta intaha ilayna. Allahu Akbar, look at how Abu Huraira describes it. He says, my Nabi left the house, on one shoulder was Hasan, on the other shoulder was Husayn, radiyallahu anhuma. My Nabi was kissing this one, kissing that one, kissing this one, kissing that one, and approaching us. Such overt and public displays of affection for one's children was anathema, unheard of. Contrary to Arab culture in the days of Jahiliyyah and ignorance, the people were shocked to see the love that Rasulullah ﷺ was displaying for these two children. So one elderly sahabi said, إِنَّكَ لَتُحِبُّهُمَا إِنَّكَ لَتُحِبُّهُمَا Ya Rasulullah, you love them? Ya Rasulullah, you love them? What was his response? Wallahi inni yuhibbuhuma. Wallahi inni yuhibbuhuma. Allah's qasam, I love them. And then he didn't stop there. What did he say? Man ahabbahuma faqad ahabbani. Wa man abghadahuma faqad abghadani. The one who loves them loves me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the one who hates them hates me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such personalities. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been informed. The riwayat Ibn Kasir mentions in his Bidaya wa Nihaya that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to one of the Azwaj Mutahharat, his pure wives, Umm Salima radiallahu anha, that I want you to stand guard at the door of the Hujra. Why? Ista'zana Malakul Qatar, Malakul Matar. Because the angel of rain has sought a private audience with me, he has never come before. So stand at the entrance and don't let anyone come in. A little while later, the young Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ebullience of youth, wants to get to his grandfather, sees Umm Salma at the entrance, runs, jumps over her hand till he enters the Hujra. Little while later, Umm Salima radiallahu anha says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sobbing and crying, sobbing and crying. She says, I entered the Hujra. Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? Why are you crying like this? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam related to her and said that this angel has informed me that this grandson of mine will be murdered at the hands of my ummah. And where his blood will be spilled, the sand of that land was shown to me. What is the sabab? Why didn't he make dua to Allah to avert this disaster? Why didn't he ask Allah to spare the family, to spare the lives of his beloved grandchildren? Allah had informed him what is to happen. What is the sabak and lesson? Jannat is not cheap. Jannat is not cheap, and the leadership of Jannat is not cheap. Allah's love, Allah's ta'alluq, for that everything has to be given. لَيْتَكَ تَخْلُو وَالْحَيَاةُ مَرِيرَةٌ وَلَيْتَكَ تَرْضَى وَالْأَنَامُ غِضَابُ وَلَيْتَ الَّذِي بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ عَامِرُ وَبَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْعَالَمِينَ خَرَابُ. Like the poet says, oh my Allah, if you are happy with me, then I have everything. And oh my Allah, if you are happy with me and the whole world has turned against me, I have nothing to worry about. Oh my Allah, if I have nothing and I have found you, then I have found everything. This sabak, this lesson. It was the night of the 10th of Muharram, 61st year of Hijrah. Camped outside Karbala. The army of Shimr, 3,000 strong, had been sent by Ubaidullah bin Ziyad. Surrounded Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his companion 72. 3,000 against 72, and from that 72, 22 were descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 16 direct descendants. Flowers! Every time we recite salawat, what do we say? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. O Allah, send salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Al, the Ahle Bayt, the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 16 of that family. Direct descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The battle was imminent. Hussein radiallahu anhu requests one night's extension. Overtly he says to think the matter over. The extension is granted. He gathers his companions. He said, I requested the extension for two reasons. One is, any one of you who wants to leave, you have my full permission. Not one of them left. Second, we have this one last night, one last chance to make tawbah, to turn to Allah, to beg from Allah, to cry before Allah, to make dua to Allah, to clear our affair with Allah. Leaning on his staff, he dozes off. All of a sudden he wakes up, he's smiling. His sister Zainab radiallahu anha was the daughter of Ali radiallahu anhu from another wife. She says, oh my brother, this is not an occasion to smile. How is it you are smiling and happy? He says, when I dozed off, my grandfather Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in my dream. And he told me, oh my grandson, innaka lataruhu ilayna. The time for you to meet us has become very near. This is why I became happy. Hearing this, she burst into tears. He says, ittaqillah wasbiri wa ta'azzi bi'azaillah. He gives her himmat and courage. Ya ukhayyak, oh my sister, la yudhibanna hilmuka shaitan. Let shaitan not destroy your courage and your himmat. Fear Allah, have sabr. وَعْلَمِي أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْأَرْضِ يَمُوتُونَ وَأَنَّ أَهْلَ السَّمَاءِ لَا يَبْكُونَ وَأَنَّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَهُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ بِقُدْرَتِهِ وَيُمِيتُهُمْ بِقَهْرِهِ وَعِزَّتِهِ وَيُعِيدُهُمْ فَيَعْبُدُونَهُ وَحْدًا وَهُوَ فَرْدٌ وَحْدًا وَعْلَمِي أَنَّ أَبِي خَيْرٌ مِنِّي وَأُمِّي خَيْرٌ مِنِّي وَأَخِي خَيْرٌ مِنِّي وَلَهُمْ وَلِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِكُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. الله أكبر. At that juncture, look at the advice that he gives his sister. Fear Allah, have sabr, and know and understand that everyone on this earth will die. Every resident of the heavens will die. Only one Allah will remain. Only one Allah will remain. Allah will destroy everything and then Allah will resurrect everything. So worship only Allah and make Allah your goal. Allah is alone. Allah has no partners. And know and understand, my father was a better person than me. My mother was a better person than me. My brother was a better person than me. And every one of them drank from the cup of death. I also will drink from the cup of death. Oh my sister, listen to this advice. For me, for you and for every Muslim, there is no better example than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no time to go into the details. In fact, it is too heartrending to go into the details of that incident. But as I mentioned in the beginning, we have become an ummah of reward, of customs, of rituals, the sabak. What is the sabak? What is the lesson? Shed tears for the mazlumeen. Cry for the mazlumeen. For those who are oppressed. And for those who have left behind a legacy and a dastan of mazlumiyat. And then the next day in our lives, follow and emulate the example of the zalimeen. In our business, in our homes, in our lives, the example of Shimr and Ubaydullah bin Ziyad and tears for Hussein radiallahu anhu and the Ahl Bayt. This is hypocrisy, my respected brothers. This is hypocrisy. If it was just a question of just shedding tears and Jannat is guaranteed, then the heads of the family of Rasulullah ﷺ would not have to be severed. Masoom, Masoom, Abdullah, 2 years of age. Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu anhu lifts him in his lap, making al-wida. The rest of the family and companions had already become shaheed. Picks up the baby in his hand. And the arrow of Ibn al-Muwakkit Mal'un comes and severs the head of the child from the body. Such a mountain of sabr that he collects the blood of the child in his hand and raises it up to the heavens. And he says, Oh my Allah, Oh my Allah, if even in this condition you are happy with me, then I have no complaint whatsoever. Such a legacy left behind for the ummah. The time of Jummah had come. It was Muharram, 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura, the Medan of Karbala, the time of Jummah Salah. 20 had already become shaheed, 52 remained. Surrounded by 3,000, their water and food had been cut off. Right hand side flag bearer Zuhair bin Qain, left hand side flag bearer Habib bin Mudahir, in the middle Abbas bin Ali, his brother radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu says to Zuhair bin Qain, go to Shimr, request him to halt the battle. Why? Sabak, lesson. Why? Why must he halt the battle? So that we may make our salah. Even in that condition, with glad tiding, upon glad tiding, upon glad tiding, he had just seen his grandfather. You are the time to meet us, he's near. In the cradle, you are the leader of the youth of Jannat. Yet even at that juncture, the salah was not allowed to become qada. What is the sabab? What is the lesson? So that that college student who says, I didn't want to take my shoes and socks off, that's why I made my sadaqah qaza. Or that doctor who was busy with his patients, or that businessman who was busy in his business, or that housewife who was busy with her chores. For frivolous excuses, salah is made qaza. Tomorrow morning, Fajr salah, where will the ummah be? What is the lesson of Karbala? What is the lesson of this qurbani and sacrifice? What we say, Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. Allah is forgiving, merciful. Hussein radiallahu anhu didn't know that. Ahl Bayt didn't know that. Umar didn't know that radiallahu anhu. Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. Allah's mercy is not a license. Not a license for Allah's disobedience. Even in that condition, hold the battle so that we can make salah. Shimmer refuses. What does he do? He divides his companions. 26 face the enemy, 26 perform salah. One wonders how the wudu of that salah was made. Perhaps with their own blood. Perhaps they made tayammum with the sand of Karbala. Someone with his chest cut open, with his hand cut open, with his face bleeding, with his foot bleeding. Death staring them in the face. In that condition, what type of salah they must have performed. How the land of Karbala must have embraced them when they made sajda. Those stark personalities, it is doubtful till Qiyamah, another sajda like that will take place. By the asar of that day, every one of them had drunk from the cup of shahadat. Every one of them had given their lives but lived. Shimmer, Ubaidullah bin Ziyad, they sat on the throne. They sat on the throne but were destroyed till Qiyamah. Hussein radiallahu anhu and the Ahl Bayt and his companions gave their lives and yet they lived. Allah raised their names till Qiyamah. What is the sabak? What is the lesson? What is the lesson, my respected brothers? We are not an ummah of riwaj and rituals. We have to take sabak from this, take ibrat from this. New year, people make resolutions. Let our resolution be the realization that the Jannat of Allah is not cheap. Let us not be the partners of the zalimeen. Let us make tawbah from rishwat, from bribery, from lying, from treachery, from riba, from haram. Let us make tawbah from that. And let us make the new year resolution. Let us make the new year resolution. Muharram has come. New year has come. We don't know if we live to see another new year. At least make this resolution. From now till I die, not one salah I will make qada. All of us say inshallah. And very, very important, we've run out of time, but just 1 or 2 minutes. The day of Ashura is tomorrow. Allah blessed and honored the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that Allah chose the day of his martyrdom to fall on the day of Ashura. Such a significant day that it comes in the riwayat that Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dakhala al-Madinah. فَوَجَدَ الْيَهُودَ الصِّيَامًا يَوْمَ عَشُورًا. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entered Medina Munawwara and found that the Jews were fasting on the day of Ashura. He asked them, مَا هَذَا الْيَوْمَ الَّذِي تَصُومُونَهُ. Why are you people fasting? What is significant about this day? So they said, هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَظِيمٌ أَنْجَى اللَّهُ فِي مُوسَى وَقَوْمَهُ وَغَرَّقَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَقَوْمَهُ فَصَامَهُ مُوسَى شُكْرًا فَنَحْنُ نَصُومُهُ. They say, this is a great day. Allah freed, emancipated Musa alayhi salam from Fir'aun and his tyranny on this day. And Allah drowned Fir'aun and his army on this day. One riwayat, it comes that the ship of Nuh alayhi salam banked on the mountains of Judi on the day of Ashura. Qiyamah also will be on the day of Ashura. So they said that Musa alayhi salam, in gratitude to Allah, fasted on this day. We are the followers of Musa, so we also fast. What was the response of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Nahnu ahaqqu wa awla bi Musa minkum. We have more right to Musa alaihi salam than you. You people destroyed his message, we preserved his message. Musa alaihi salam was muwahhid, we are also muwahhid. That is the import of this. Fasamahu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa amara bi siyamihi. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam fasted on the day of Ashura and he ordered sahaba also to fast and he said, the one who will fast on the day of Ashura, 1 year's sins will be forgiven. One, تُكَفِّرُ السَّنَةَ الْمَاضِيَةِ. 1 year's sins Allah will wipe away by fasting on one day, the day of Ashura. However, we find this addition that my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not want to imitate the Jews and Christians in anything. In anything. Even in deen. That is why he said, لَإِن بَقِيتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِلٍ لَأَسُومَنَّ التَّاسِعَةِ. He said, if I live for another year, I will fast on the 9th and 10th also. So ulama say 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th. The additional fast is why? So that we don't make mushabahat or imitate the Jews in anything. And also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is such a Mubarak day that is coming. Allah has given us another Ashura. We don't know if we'll live to see another one. Like I said, let us make it a day of Tawbah. Let us make it a day of Ibrat. Let us make it a day of Dua. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man wassa'a ala ahlihi yawma ashura'a. Wassa'a Allahu alayhi sa'ira sanatihi. The one who will increase his generosity upon his family on the day of Ashura, Allah will be generous to him for the rest of the year. One prescription Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us. You want Allah to be generous with you for the rest of the year, increase your generosity towards your family on the day of Ashura. This does not mean Ashura gifts and Ashura party. No. We are not here to imitate other nations. What it means, if you spend normally 10 rand on your family on the day of Ashura, spend 11 or 12 rand. Increase your generosity. No problem if you give a gift also. But do not consider it to be compulsory. But just be generous and be kind to your family on the day of Ashura. Inshallah, through the barakah of that, Allah will be kind and generous with you throughout the rest of the year.
Allah just tawfiq. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka ash-shukru kulluh, wa laka al-mulku kulluh, biyadika al-khayru kulluh, ala niyatuhu wa sirruh. لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين أو ماي أول أو ماي آخر الله أو ماي ظاهر أو ماي باطن الله أو ماي مهيمن أو ماي عزيز أو ماي جبار أو ماي متكبر الله أو ماي الله you have said in your Quran إني أنا الغفور الرحيم I am the most forgiving and the most merciful O my Allah, we cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. Our minimal, defective intelligence and intellect can never ever do justice to praising you as you ought to be praised. O my Allah, you are as you have praised yourself. O my Allah, we are drowning in our sins. O my Allah, you have said on the tongue of your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if your sins reach right up to the You have said that if you sin against me, so that your sins reach right up till the heavens. And then once you turn to me and ask me for forgiveness, لَغَفَرْتُكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي I will forgive you. And it will not matter how much you have said. Oh my Allah, we are very great sinners. We are very great. ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں لا قوي فانتصر لا بري فاعتذر بل فزت
We are very, very great sinners, O my Allah. We have populated our days with sinning against you, our nights with sinning against you, our entire lives with sinning against you, O my Allah. O my Allah, but there is izzat ki qasam, by the qasam of your izzat and your jalal, our sins are not such that they will reach right up to the heavens. You have said, even if the sins reach right up to the heavens, then too you will forgive you. O my Allah. Another Muharram has come. Another new year has come. This past 355 days. Ya Allah, we have filled it with transgressing against you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this last year. Ya Allah, this last year is a legacy against us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you continue to shower your ni'mats. You continue to shower your bounties upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us eyes to look at halal. We looked at the daughters of others, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us feet, Ya Allah. You gave us feet to walk towards the masjid. We walked away from the masjid. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you sent your warners, you sent your reminders to us, Ya Allah. We ignored and we defied them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you commanded us to lower our gaze, we raised our gazes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you commanded us to bring alive your zikr and the Quran. We fill, Ya Allah, we fill this world with music and with shamelessness and with behaya, Ya Allah. Our own daughters are dancing on the stages, Ya Allah. Our own youngsters, their ears are full with earphones and their bodies are jiving to music, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have defied you, Ya Allah. We have defied you as a result of which we have destroyed our akhirat. We have destroyed our dunya also, Ya Allah. Our lives have become empty, Ya Allah. What greater loss can there be? We take your name and we don't feel the sweetness on our tongues, Ya Allah. We take your name and the rush of ecstasy is not felt in our hearts, Ya Allah. Our akhirat bhi barbaad ho gaya, our dunya bhi barbaad ho gaya. You have said in your Quran, inna ardi wasi'a, that my earth is wide. Ya Allah, this earth has become straightened and narrowed for the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the bombs of the Firauns of today are raining down on the homes of the ummah, Ya Allah. Our mothers and sisters are being raped in front of their families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are bombing the hospitals, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah gathers outside the bakery to buy bread. And next thing, the bombs are raining down upon them. The father holds the hand of his child, leaves the house to go to the masjid. The mother prepares the food. The next thing, the charred remains of the father and son are brought home, Ya Allah. Every direction we turn, Ya Allah, we can see the blood splattered remains of our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. The Firauns of today are laughing at this ummah, Ya Allah. They are holding agendas and meetings, Ya Allah. We're like a football, they are kicking this ummah from pillar to post. When a dog dies, there is someone to cry for that dog. The babies of this ummah are being murdered mercilessly and there is no one to cry, Ya Allah. No doubt it is our wrongs. No doubt it is our gunas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have made a lot of effort, Ya Allah. We made a lot of effort to correct ourselves, Ya Allah. But we have not been able to do it, Ya Allah. हम इकरार करते हैं हम नहीं बच सकते. This dirty, filthy environment of shamelessness and behayai is like a steel wall in front of us. Every time we try to take one step towards you, we are going 20 steps backwards. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. We have no amal to present in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have no amal to present in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are then Allah when your sifat of hadi, when your sifat of hinayat was directed to the son of Azar. Ya Allah, his father used to make idols out of wood and then he would sell those idols. And then he would worship the same idols, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when your sifat of Hadi was directed towards the son of Azar, you made him Khalilullah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Umar. Umar doesn't even desire Hidayat, Ya Allah. He was going with his naked sword to harm your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, when your sifat of Hadi was directed towards him, you made him Umar al-Faruq, Ya Allah. You made him radiyallahu anhu, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave him feet, you gave him space at the feet of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, we are not idol worshippers, Ya Allah. Hum gunahgar hai, Ya Allah, we are the worst of sinners, Ya Allah, but we have never stretched our hands out to idols, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whenever we have called, we have only called you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, khar hai, badkar hai, dube hue zillat mein. Kuch bhi, tere mahboob sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ummat hi hai. Ya Allah, when your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would hear a child crying in Salah, he would shorten his Salah, Ya Allah. And he would say it was out of shafqat for the mother of that child. Ya Allah, if you are amongst us today, and you have to see the charred remains of the babies of this ummah. We don't have any actions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all we can present before you are the tears of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, whatever we are, Ya Allah, we are his ummati, Ya Allah. He cried for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, through the wasta of the tears of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, through his qurbani, the qurbani of Sahaba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the qurbani of the Ahle Bayt, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the qurbani of the wives of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, through the qurbani of those pak, muqaddas souls, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, change the conditions of the ummah, Ya Allah. Restore the dignity and honor of this ummah, Ya Allah. Protect our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Protect them in Syria, Ya Allah. Protect them in Palestine. Protect them in Burma. Protect them in Sudan. Protect them throughout the entire world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the muqaddasat of this ummah, Ya Allah. Restore the dignity and honor of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the firauns of today, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, Ya Allah. If hidayat is not muqaddar for them, remove them from the surface of the earth. Remove the obstacles of hidayat, Ya Allah, and blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you gave the son of Azar hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave Hinda hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give the Jews and Christians and the idol worshippers of today hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give America, Australia, Asia, Africa, China, Ya Allah, Europe, Ya Allah, give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there will be no shortage in your treasures, Ya Allah. Your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will become so happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us for the effort of hidayat, Ya Allah. Make us da'is of your deen, Ya Allah. Accept our wives, accept our children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the ummah back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Muharram has come. Ya Allah, a new year has come, Ya Allah. There were so many with us last year, there are no more with us, Ya Allah. Like that, Ya Allah. Like that. The time for us to leave this world also will come, Ya Allah. When we were little babies in the laps of our mothers said, La ilaha illallah. We didn't even know what we were saying. We repeated behind them, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. When the time comes for us to leave this world, let it not be that we have made some haram or some guna, or we are in some place that will make us mahroom of kalima, Ya Allah. Like we recite, La ilaha illallah in the lap of our mothers. Let us be La ilaha illallah when we are leaving this world, Ya Allah. Save us from the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Those who have passed away and mubtala in azab of qabr, remove the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Make our qabr gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Do not make it pits for the pits of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, that fire whose stones will melt mountains. Ya Allah, what will it do to the flesh and blood of insan? Those are come simple dash, nay you sick, there is a kiss of come sorry. اللهم اجرنا من النار، اللهم اجرنا من النار، اللهم اعتق رقابنا ورقاب والدينا وامهاتنا وازواجنا واولادنا وجميع اقاربنا وجميع امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من النار بقدرتك. اللهم حرم لحومنا على النار، اللهم حرم جسادنا على النار، اللهم انا نسالك رضاك والجنه. الله Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Grant us, grant our families. Grant the entire ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Grant us the sifarish of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Grant us Jame Kosar at the hands of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Save us from the azab of Hashar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, accept our entire families for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Remove hatred, jealousy. Ya Allah, malice, envy, enmity, nafrat. Remove these negative qualities from our hearts, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with taqwa, with iman, with tawakkul, with khashiyat, with sabr, with ikhlas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make us your beloved. Tu amara banja apna bana le. Amara banja apna bana le. Amara banja apna bana le, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what is that life, Ya Allah? What is that life if we cannot find you, Ya Allah? Isse bari mahroomi kaun si ho sakti, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Don't deprive us of your taluk, Ya Allah. Don't deprive us of your marifat, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your taluk, with your marifat, with your love, Ya Allah. Those amal which are beloved to you, make them beloved to us, Ya Allah. Make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Those amal which are disliked by you, Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the hatred of those amal and distance us from those amal, Ya Allah. Save us from riba, from haram, from treachery, Ya Allah. Grant us halal earnings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are in pareshani and difficulty, remove the pareshani and difficulty. Ya Allah, whatever difficulty anyone is in, remove that difficulty with afiyat, Ya Allah. With afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are in debt, remove the debt, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are not have partners, give them next saleh partners, Ya Allah. Those that are sick, Ya Allah, grant them shifai kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, we can never ever fulfill the haq, Ya Allah. Rabbir hamhuma. Rabbir hamhuma. Kama rabbiyana sakhira. اللهم إنا نسألك بالخير ما سألك منه عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. والله protect the حرمين الشريفين، protect أقصى، يا الله protect the خانقاز، the مساجد، the مراكز، يا الله wherever the effort of deen is taking place in a manner that is pleasing to you, grant it ترقي and take it from strength to strength, يا الله. يا الله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. والحمد لله.